Okay, we were in the middle of the Hekesh, right? On Hey Amalf. So now as Gemara is saying, what do you need? The question is Ach Bayom Rishon Tashbisu going to teach you on the, is it going to imply an Isser on the 14th? Right? So the Gemara says, maybe you need it just to tell you that the Shas Isser starts at the night. So the Gemara says, no, that you don't need. Because that we learn from a Hekesh. Why? Because Hashbosa Se'or is compared to Achilas Chometz. And Achilas Chometz is compared to Achilas Matzah. So what is that? That's the transitive property? Or what is it? So then Hashbosa Se'or comes out to be compared to Achilas Matzah, right? And Achilas Matzah is at night. A equals B, B equals C, A equals C.
Sounds good to me.
So anyway, it doesn't matter what you call it. That's what it is. So so it says what? It says Hashbasa Seor Lachilas Chomeitz Dichsiv Shivas Yom Seor Lo Yimotze Bivotechem Ki Kol Ochel Machmetzes V'Nichmasa. So you see that what? From the time that you can't eat chametz, that's when you have to get rid of the seor. Yes, so kikol ochel, that's the end of the pasuk. Kikol ochel machmetzes v'nichasa. So what does that mean? So that's what we say. So what is the tashbisu of that? What's that tashbisu? What's that tashbisu? That's just that you shouldn't have it, right? That's definitely a tashbisu of like the Minchas Chinuch calls the Shevi Al Tasa, right? It's like it means to say, there's certainly no, that certainly is not a mitzvah saseh of tashbisu. Lo yiro alecha. It's not a mitzvah saseh of tashbisu, but it means to say that it should be gone from your rishus at this time. When must it be gone from your rishus? It must be gone from your rishus when the Isra Achilas Chometz kicks in. Correct? So you see, tashbisu, the way the Gemara is taking tashbisu, is in a passive sense. Right? That it should be gone. Lo ye roe lecha, which is a lav, it really is equal to saying it should be gone from your rishus, which we can call tashbisu. Now, tashbisu is the positive state of not having the chametz. You're mushbas from chametz. You're free of chametz. You're unburdened by chametz. Similar, like the Minchas Chinuch says, similar to the state of shvisa from malacha, right? Like your shoves from malacha. Not doing malacha is a refraining. There's tashvisu. Shvisa is like a refraining from something that's normal. You want just a plain shot, right? So saying now you can't have chametz. That's a shvisa from chametz, right? Okay. But you see, the important thing I'm trying to point out over here is that what exactly tashbisu is seems a little bit amorphous. Sometimes it's certainly being treated just as the state of not having chametz. Let me put it this way. There'd be no maisa mitzvah implied from lo yiro lecha chametz, no positive mitzvah that you would derive from lo yiro lecha chametz, right? Whereas we normally consider tashbisu as like a mitzvah, right? But apparently you could interpret tashbisu simply to mean not to have the thing. So you're saying you already know that you can't have chametz. You can be like iskish hasbosha hasbosas seor. L'achilas chametz. Meaning what? That there's a hekesh of what? Of being, of the time, that at the time that you can't eat the chametz, that's the time that you have to be already free from chametz. Right? Fine. Next. V'achilas chametz, l'achilas matzah. And the time that you can't eat chametz is associated with the time of eating matzah. Dichsiv kol machmetzas lo sochelu, v'chol moshe osechem tochlu matzos. Okay, Rashi. Misho'o shechayav lecho matzah, his here shelo lecho chametz. At the time that the Torah tells you you must eat matzah, that's when you can't eat chametz. Right?
What's case here?
An azhara, a lav. That's when there's a lav of achilas chametz. Dichsiv kol machmetzes lo sochelu b'chol moshe osechem tochlu matzos. So when don't you eat chametz? When you eat matzah. Okay, now Rashi completes the drasha. Uksiv ba'erev tochlu matzos. So now we have the whole chain of information. So that turns out like this. So now it tells you when to eat matzah. Eat matzah in the erev. That knocks over the next domino is what? Now you can't eat chametz ba'erev. And then the next thing is you can't have it ba'erev. Right? It's a chain reaction. Ksiv ba'erev tochlu matzos. Alma zman achilas matzah v'isr chametz v'ashbasa se'or mishachashecha. So there's no reason to tell me, there's no reason to have a riboy of ach v'yom rishon to include the lelos. I know the lelos automatically from the Hekesh already. The Eimel Rabos Leil Yudalad Lebior. So what does that mean? So now maybe Ach Bayom Arishon Tashpisus Or is telling you what? That the whole first day. The whole first day you can't have it. Right? Even from the beginning of the Leil Yudalad Zasa. Yeah. Shpisu. Now, this Gemara is learned. The whole Gemara is saying that how do you know there's an Isser Chametz on the sixth hour, from the sixth hour, after the sixth hour, right, seventh hour on, because of Tashbisu. Right? Because the Pasuk of Tashbisu B'Yom Rishon.
That teaches you that there's an Isser.
Yes.
Because you're not being doing Tashbisu, then there's an Isser?
That's a good question. It's not mashma that way from this Gemara. But it's mashma that there's an Isser to have it. That's why it's just like Bayi Rabbi Yamatze. Just like Gemara says, Tashbisu is equivalent to don't have it. Don't have it. Tashbisu means be free from it. Just like Lo Yiroa L'cho means be free from it. One isn't would be an Isser Asay and one would be a Lav. But it's the same idea. It's the same idea. You could learn that way. I'm telling you, it's a three-way machlokes. Is there a lav over here, or is it really an extension of Bayi Rabbi Yamatze until the sixth hour? Is it a lav, a separate lav, like the Rambam learns? Or is it an Isser Asay? But let's not worry about that right now. The point is that there's an Isser Chametz Mishesh also Lamaila, and they're deriving it from the Pasuk of Tashbisu. Right? So now the Gemara is saying, how do you know? So you've proven to me Tashbisu is not to include the night of the 15th. So what is it coming to do? Right? So the Gemara says maybe it's to bring in the whole 15th. The whole 14th, from the night of the 14th on.
The whole 14th is
Asr. The whole 14th is Asr with Chametz too. There's a Chiv of Tashbisu from the night of the 14th. Right? So the Gemara says no, because there's Bayom Arishon Tashbisu. So it has to be from the, so it's just maybe it's from the morning of the 14th. So then it says no, Ach. So Ach breaks it up. From Ach, Bayom, we learn half the day. Either from a deduction, that since it says, since it's part and part, Mistavra is half. Or, Ach in some code means a half. Yeah, but the point is like this. In other words, it seems like a little bit of a difference in the Rashi's over here. Because in the first Rashi, Rashi's question of Tashbisu, why did Rashi say originally it's a stira? Because he's learning Tashbisu to mean what?
Some sort of chasete.
Yeah, why? Why is he learning that? So the point is, this is the point I was trying to make yesterday, that Rashi seems to be learning over here that Tashbisu could be taken in two ways, right? Tashbisu could be taken as simply an equivalent to Lo Yiroa Elecha, meaning don't have it, right? And how you Mekayim that? Just by not having it. Just by not having it. Or Tashbisu could imply a mitzvah, a separate mitzvah of Tashbisu. Different from the Isser Abaye or Abaye Matzah. That's the way Rashi seems to be learning in the beginning. That Bayom Rishon Tashbisu is not just saying... See, Tosus learns the whole way that Tashbisu implies just not to have it.
And what would
the
separate mitzvah of Tashbisu
necessitate? No, let's take a look at Tosus. Tosus says, Pirush HaKrinshus, Mi demachayev bayom harishon lahashpis, michlal demiktsoso muta, ve'ein nir l'ri, deha Tashbisu havari, v'lo tziva hakosav l'sarfo el la'achar isuro. So he says, so what's he arguing with Rashi? Rashi is saying that since the Torah says Tashbisu, it implies that there's a shas heter. Right? And Tosus says, no, it doesn't imply there's a shas heter. It just means that it's usher to have chametz from the all seven, right? Kol shiva is usher b'chametz. That issa starts b'layla. And if, perchance, you have chametz, when the issa starts, burn it. Why does it imply a shas heter? Right? Tosus is consistent. Throughout all the, in all the gemaras, he learns the mitzvah of tashbisu is after the Shas Isser, just like Nosar. Right? Just like the Tosus on Midaraisa Bibitul Baal Masagi. Right? Tosus, Rashi says, Bibitul Baal Masagi, why? Dichsiv Tashbisu. So when is that? That's also in the Shas Heter. Rashi always learns Tashbisu in the Shas Heter. So he learns when the Torah says, when it says Tashbisu, that's Bittul, because that's in the Shas Heter. You only do Bittul in the Shas Heter. Right? And Tosus again says, on that one, he says, no, Tashbisu doesn't mean Bittul. It means Tivaru. Right? And that's why he says that when the Gemara says Bittul Baal Masagi, Mitam de Me'acha Shebitlo Havi Hefka, V'yatza Mirishusa, U'mutam, Mikadam Mide Kamrinan, Avalata Roa, Shalachov, Shalachim, Shalgavoa. V'hadamrina, yeah. Meaning to say what? That why does Bittul work? Why does Bittul only works mitam hefker? How? It's simply you're not going to violate Baal Yiroa Baal Yimotzei. Right? Now, as it seems very clear that, right? Now, is this Tosef here again, saying what does Tashbisu mean? Does Tashbisu mean Bittul or not? He says it doesn't mean bittul, it means to burn it. And when you have to burn it, you have to burn it when it's usher. So how come the Gemara says bittul balma is good? Huh? Because you're simply not going to violate Bayirah Bayimatsai. Whereas Rashi's learning that why is bittul good? Because that's the mitzvah of Tashbisu. As we go over this, it emerges clearly. Something comes out finally a little clear, right? That what? That according to Rashi, that's what I was telling you the other. That's what I was trying to get the other day. That you can learn Tashbisu in two senses. If you're going to learn Tashbisu as a riboy from the morning till the night before, then that's just the Tashbisu of not having chametz. That's a riboy of Bayirah Bayimatzeh. Right? You should come into Yantif mushbas mechametz. But it would seem that if you're learning by if you're going to learn Tashbisu, but you could also learn Tashbisu as a mitzvah, as a separate mitzvah. A mitzvah of bittul. And then that mitzvah Rashi always learns comes before the Shas Isser.
Is that simultaneously or just like two different ways of looking at it?
It's two different ways of understanding it. That's two different ways of understanding it. Tosus doesn't understand Tashbisu like Rashi. Let's take a look at the Gemara Yud Beis. Okay, it'll become one more thing. I think it'll finally be clear. Just to get the sheet straight. So again, the Gemara says what? The Gemara says, how come, according to Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara wants to know, how come Rabbi Yehuda insists on an extra hour of downtime, right, between the Shas Isra Achila and the Shas Bir, and the time that you burn it, right? Now, Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Chachamim say you go straight from the Isra Achila in the fifth hour, right, to the Bir in the sixth hour, right, and the Isra Daraisa in the seventh hour. Right? Should we put it on the board? Whereas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you go Isra Achila in the fourth hour, Tolin in the fifth hour, and Bir in the sixth hour. Right? So how come Rabbi Yehuda has that extra hour where you're Tolin? Isn't that the Gemara's question? Okay. So the Gemara answers, why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Bir Chometz El Esreifa. Yeah.
You said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that. I thought that they both.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got it wrong. Right. No, is that Tolan is the fifth hour?
Right.
No, fourth hour is Mutar Bar Achila. I'm sorry. Fourth hour is Mutar Bar Achila. Fifth hour is what?
Is Tolan. And then the sixth hour you burn it. Seventh hour. Is
and the sixth hour is burn, and the Rabban on hold.
Then it's Mutar until including the fifth. You burn it during the sixth, and then it's also in the seventh.
Oh, so according to the Rabbanon, it's what? Ochlin kol chomesh, right. Visarv v'tchizu. According to the Rabbanan, I'm sorry, right. According to the Rabbanan, you get the fifth hour is mutar b'achila, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the fifth hour is asa b'achila. Right? Now, everybody does the bior in the sixth hour. Question is the hour before the shas bior asa b'achila or mutar b'achila? Right? Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I'm sorry. So why? So in other words, the question is: why does Rabbi Yehuda require an hour of Isser before the Shas Bior? And the Rabbanon don't, right? Okay. So that's what the Gemara says. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds the Bior is Sreifa, you need an hour to collect the wood, right? Since Shas Bior, you're gonna have to do Sreifa. So you need, if you could eat it right until Shas Bior, you're not going to have time to collect the wood. Right? So you need an hour to collect the wood. Okay, so the Gemara says no. So that's not a good reason. Eisvei Ravina LaRava Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amosai Shelo B'Shas Bioro. When is what? When is Bior Chometz Bisreifa Shelo Bishas Biuro? If you haven't gone over this 10 times, you're not going to have it straight, right? Shelo Bishas Biuro. When must you burn the Chometz? Dafka Shelo Bishas Biuro. When is that? That's the sixth hour. When you're supposed to burn it. When that's what we normally call Shas Bioro, right? That's the sixth hour, the hour before the Issa D'Oraisa, right? Why is it called Shlo B'Shas Bioro? Don't know, but Rashi says that's the hour from the Tchilas Sheish to the Sheish Da'akati Mid'Oraisa Shari. The only time, listen carefully, it'll seep in. The only time that is that you have to do Sreifa on Chametz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Dafka, the sixth hour, when what? When it's Mutter to have Chametz Midaraisa. So once again, Rashi learned, and why do you burn chametz at all? Because the Torah says tashbisu. Okay, so when is tashbisu referring to? Shas Heta. Right, just like Rashi on Hey on Dalet on Beis, tashbisu implies shas Heta. According to Rashi, you're only mekayim tashbisu dafka when, at least this tashbisu, you're mekayim this tashbisu of Rabbi Yehuda b'sreifa dafka b'shas heter. And oddly enough, b'shas bi'uro, when now it's muzhar min haTorah, Rashi implies there's a lav over here. When it's muzhar min haTorah, that's called Shas Biuro, according to Rashi, when it's Muzar Min haTorah, and then what do you do with it?
Anything.
Anything. Anything. It's hot potato. Anything. Just get rid of it.
I think they call it Shas Biuro, right? I think that's where they got me messed up.
So when Rabbi Huda says, Ein Biur Chametz Ela B'Sreifa, he naturally means, Shalom B'Shas Biuro. But Rishas Biuro, then of course, Hashbasos Lebacholdoa. Right. And the Lashon is very interesting, right? Amosai Ein Biur Chametz Ela B'Sreifa. That's only Shlo B'Shas Biuro. But one is Shas Biuro, then he doesn't say Biuro Bacholdoa, then he says Hashbasos Lebacholdoa.
Biur doesn't mean burning. We're out of candles.
And now the strange thing is also, where does this come from? Again, it comes from Tashbisu. And Rashi says on Dalet on the Beis that Tashbisu means Bittul. Right? Tashbisu means Bittul. So now it comes out like this, that one Pasuk, Tashbisu, either means Bittul, which is just believe, anything you want, just believe, no motion, right, just believe, or only Sreifa. How does one pasuk mean this? I mean, it's like a little bit strange. I think we mentioned that question yesterday. And now Tosfos holds the opposite of Rashi. He says, V'kashal Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, why does Rashi suggest that? No, it's because the problem is, how does this answer the Gemara's question? Right? Now, is the Gemara, how is this a question on the Gemara? I mean, how is this a question on Rava? Right? That's the difficulty. The difficulty is the pshat in the Gemara. Because Rava says what? Rava says, why does Rabbi Yehuda have a shas iser in the fifth hour? Right? Because you need time to collect the eitzim. So the Gemara says, but when does he require sreifa? Only shelo b'shas biuro. But b'shas biuro, he doesn't require sreifa. So how does it answer the question? How does it answer the question of why you don't need an hour to collect the eitzim? Because he's saying, since in the seventh hour you don't need eitzim, so who cares if people don't collect eitzim? Why would they be a gzera not to eat it in the fifth hour, because you need to collect eitzim, when in fact, if you just wait till the seventh hour, you don't need eitzim at all. Right?
And there should be could be over.
Yeah, but how does Rashi tell you to be over that?
So that's why Rashi has to learn that the Gemara's question is, Yamtin says, why v'torach zeh lama? Why did the Rabbanan put this tircha on you? Which tircha? To go run around all over the place and find wood.
Im
ein lo eitzim, or the extra hour. Im ein lo eitzim, yam tenat shas biuro, yash b'senem b'chol davar. But what is Rashi saying? Suggesting that you'll wait until you'll be over.
Yeah.
You'll be waiting until you're over.
Here you know knowledge have come.
I would give a pshat answer. Anybody want to give a pshat answer? Yes. How?
Right,
he doesn't mean wait until the shas iser and then throw it out.
Right before it hangs.
Throw it out now. Then when the Shasasr comes, it'll be mushbas already.
I was wondering that. What happens?
You don't dafka have to do the maisa at Shasasr.
Is that a bitul asay? As you're trying to figure it out. I mean, what was the downside? I mean, unless you don't do three.
I would say it is a bitul asay.
So then you're over anyways, according to Rashi. I mean, on that.
Good question. That's why. Okay.
It's not a pshat.
It's a change the pshat answer. That's what I mean. You don't mean, you don't need me to tell you the pshat. You need me to tell you something that's not the pshat. So Tosa says, Tosa's like this. Kasha Rabbeinu Tam, Heichi Yamtin at Shah al Sheva Levaro. Right? How could you wait? Haskinan le'el, the Gozer Rabbi Yehuda b'shasi suro livdo k'domasi l'mecha minei. All right, he says that what you'd have to, you can't just wait around. You have to do a bedika in the sixth hour. V'od shas biuro de masnisin haynu b'sheish. Okay, first of all, he says pshat wise is wrong. Shas biur means b'sheish. V'od. So when it says shalot, when it says b'shas biuro, it's hashpasos b'chol davar. That should be the sixth hour, not the seventh hour. V'od. This is the part I'm more interested in. The minosar yalef Rabbi Yehuda, the chametz b'sreifa, the chametz b'sreifa. Where does Rabbi Yehuda learn chametz is b'sreifa? From nosar. How he learns that way is a good question, but he learns it from nosar. V'nosar achar shiuro ta'an sreifa. Nosar, after it's achar shiuro, meaning after the time that you have to eat it, that's when it becomes sreifa. Ukemochein chametz. No, is the shas iser is when it's chayav b'sreifa, not beforehand. So chametz too. Chametz should only be chayav and sreifa after the zman, and that's how Rabbi Yonatan learns. D'shelo b'shas biuro. When does Rabbi Yehuda insist on sreifa? Haynu achar sheish, the seventh hour. Why is it called shelo b'zman biuro? That's when you really have to destroy it. Because most people did it already. It means the customary time. It's past the customary time of biur, right? Because most people already did biur in the time of the Tikkun Chachamim. V'tayma mishum diolaf minosar. V'hainu la'achar isuro. Avol b'shas biuro dainu b'sheish. Kevin she'eno mitzvah levaro, ella midrabanan, hashpas also b'chol davar. So what about the mitzvah of tashbisu? So you see clearly from Tosus. See clearly, it couldn't be clearer. In all of this confusion, it cannot be clearer that Tosus holds tashbisu, which is a mitzvah midraisa, only is after shas iser. There's no mitzvah midaraisa of tashbisu b'shas heter. And that's why everything falls in line now. That's why it cannot mean bittel. And the only way you can avoid, and the only thing you're doing by bittel is really hefker. And all you're doing is just making sure that you're not over the lav. That's all you're doing. You're not mekayim and aseh of tashbisu before shas iser. On the contrary, you only mekayim the essay of tashbisu after shas iser.
But you just have to before shas iser?
So all you do is, before shas iser, all you do is, you say, well, what's the iser? What's the iser coming down? Coming down the pike. What's coming down the pike? Having chametz. Okay, I don't have chametz anymore, I'm going to get rid of it. But I'm not doing an essay of tashbisu.
So in that case...
And that's why Rabbi Yehuda says... Tashbisasa b'chol davar. All you're doing is getting rid of it. Hashbisasa b'chol davar. As long as it's not the zman of the mitzvah midaraisa, in other words, the mitzvah midaraisa of tashbisu is learned from nosar. So the only time you have a din of burning it, alt tashbisu, is when it's usher. But before the shas iser, there's no mitzvah of tashbisu. There's no mitzvah of tashbisu. There's no mitzvah of tashbisu.
So what's the point of gathering?
No, this is the knockoff. So now he's saying now the answer to the Gemara's question is very simple. So the Gemara is saying, why do you need the hour for the fifth hour so that you can gather wood to burn it in the sixth hour? He says, no, you don't burn it in the sixth hour. You see, the sixth hour, you just throw it away.
So you can just throw it away and do whatever you want.
Yeah. Now, that now it's a beautiful question. Right? Now the question is perfect. Because the Gemara is saying you need the fifth hour to gather wood because you have to burn it in the sixth hour. And now he's saying, no, you don't have to burn it in the sixth hour, so what do you need to gather wood for? Right? And you're certainly not going to plan to gather wood to be over in the sixth and the seventh hour. So there's no reason at all, there's no wood-based reason to say that you have to have an Isra Achila in the fifth hour. So then the Gemara changes the answer. Yom Una and all different things. In other words, Rashi's forced to work out a funny question. Because since, according to Rashi, you do need to burn it in the sixth hour, the question of gathering wood is a very good question. But because there's like a fail-safe, that if you fail to gather the wood, you could still do it in any other way, not like you're stuck. So then the question is only, why do all the tircha if there's another way anyway? But according to Tosis, the question is perfect, saying that there is no reason for wood. Maybe it's too good, but the question is definitely good. It's very simple. In other words, just pshat-wise, I know we jumped into the middle of a Gemara, but pshat-wise, the Gemara goes like this. The Gemara is trying to explain why does Rabbi Yehuda have the extra hour that he can't eat, the fifth hour? Why does he have that fifth hour that he can't eat? So Rava's answer was, because you need time to do something to get ready for the sixth hour. That's why the Chachamim made Nisra Achil in the fifth hour, so that you will have time to take care of what you need to do in the sixth hour, namely, Sreifa. So if I learn that you have to burn Chametz in the sixth hour, then it makes sense to say, take off the fifth hour to make sure that you gather the wood for burning in the sixth hour.
And that's Rashi.
That's the Gemara. That's not a question. Everybody agrees to that. That's Rava's Shita. Now, according to Tosfos, the answer is very straightforward. The answer is, you made a mistake. There's no need to burn the chametz in the sixth hour. There's just no need to do that. You made a mistake. You made a mistake in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bior is Bisreifa, but that's after the Zman Isser. But the Takaras Chacham is to burn it in the sixth hour, during which time you don't have to do burning. So that can't be the reason. The reason can't be to get wood that you don't need. The reason can't be don't need it in the fifth hour to give yourself time to get wood that you don't need. That's obviously not the reason. Is this too easy? Is that the problem? Well, that's the point. The point is the Gemara. Everybody's got to learn the Gemara. Forget about fighting with Rashi and Tosis. They've got to learn the Gemara. So Tosis is learning the Gemara like that. He's saying Shas Biuro, Shelo B'Shas Biuro is the only time you need Sreifa. That's already after the time of the Isser. So that's not why you're collecting wood. Because if you already made it to the seventh hour, you didn't do what you were supposed to do already. Chum are not preparing you to do something that you're not supposed to do. Okay? So the only time since you don't need wood, the ordinary Jew who does things properly on Erev Pesach doesn't need wood. So you can't tell me the reason is to get wood. Whereas Rashi maintains the fact that you need wood for the sixth hour. Right? So then what's the Gemara? So then Rav Shita is good. But he says, no, the question on Rav Shita is that even though you need wood in the sixth hour to do Sreifa, but there always is this back door option of just waiting till the seventh hour and doing it without wood. So if Sreifa was the only possible way to do it, then it would make sense. But since there always is the option of not using wood, so why do the big tircha for something that you don't really, really need? The only difficulty with Rashi is it sounds like he's suggesting you can wait until the Shas Isser to do Ashbasos B'chol Dover. But what comes out from this clearly is that Tashbisu in the Torah, according to Rashi, which is the source for Sreifa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is always in Shas Heter. And according to Tosfos, is always in Shas Isser. Now, Tosa's most powerful question, I think, is the comparison to Nosar. That how is Rashi learning that the Tashbisu, of which is the same as destroying the Nosar, is Bishas Heter, while Nosar is only Bishas Isser.
What's the Nosar?
Nosar is that if the Basar of a carbon is left over its time, you have to burn it.
Yeah.
And Rebbe Yehuda says that's why you have to burn Chametz, because it's similar to Nosar.
Oh, similar.
But if it's similar to Nosar, the similarity should be only when it's Usser. Just like Nosar is when it's Usser. But you see one thing. What does it mean to say that Rashi holds Tashbisu is in the Shas Heter? What does that mean to say, as opposed to Tosfos? It means to say, I think it means to say this, at a minimum, that there's a mitzvahs asay midoraisa of Tashbisu on Chametz, not simply as an opposite of the Isra of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, but independent of the Isra of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. Now, as Tosfos is always learning Tashbisu, it would seem so. Or at least it's a matter of Isser. It's a matter of Isser. It's like a reaction to Isser. If there's Isser, take care of it with Tashbisu. That's why he was learning on Daladam and Beis. That you could learn Tashbisu just as a reaction to the Isser. Whenever there's Isser, Tashbisu is the answer, according to Tosfos, of what to do with the Isser. Right? What do you do with the Isser? Tashbisu. Right? Shotwise. Whereas Rashi saying, Tashbisu is not an answer of what to do with the Isser. It's a separate mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah. But what is that separate? But what is it? We have to think about. But maybe take a look at the Gemara Chav Zayin on Beis, okay? Try to do this. It's not easy, but try to do this. Hold on. Chav Zayin on Beis. The Gemara from Rabbi Huda Omer Ein Bior. Till the top of Chav Ches Amud Aleph. No, I don't know if we have to go through all the dots. Just till the end of Amru Lo Asham Tali V'Chatas Of Habal Sofeg Zavachu. Do that. And then take a look at the Tosus of Ma Nosar B'Sreifa and Chameit HaRehu B'Bal Tosiru. If you only have time for one, the Chameit HaRehu B'Bal Tosiru is more important. Now, so you have to explain Rashi Shita also. Rashi comes out of a strange Shita, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that when do you do Tashbisu of Sreifa? It's Dafka when it's Mutter. But with the time that you really have the Isser of having it, then it's Hashbasos V'chol Davar. I mean, it's counterintuitive. You would think that if there's a time that you have to burn it, it's when it's real Chametz. Not before it's real Chametz. But on the contrary, Rashi holds, when it's not really the Isser Chametz, that's when you have to Dafka burn it. But when it's the Isser Chametz, then you can get rid of it anyway. I mean, it would seem the opposite. It would seem beforehand, just as a matter of not having it when the Shas Isser starts. Just get rid of it any way you can. When the Shas Isser starts, now there's a specific way of destroying it. You know what I mean? That's Tosus Shita, basically. That's what Tosus basically holds. Tosus holds beforehand, it's just an Isser of coming into Pesach without it. So get rid of it any way you can. But once the Isser starts, now there's a new Chefetz of Chametz. It's a Chefetz of Isser. Just like Noser, now there's a way to destroy it. That's Mestavra. Rashi's way of learning it is not Mestavra. It's Ipcha Mestavra. He's learning Dafka when it's not the Chefts of Isser, that's when you have to burn it. But when it is the real Chefts of Isser, then you can just do whatever you want.